So I got a response from Ari Melber, or somebody who's monitoring his account. The thing about all this reporting where they call it a breach, I've objected to that term the first time I heard it, because breach actually means something in technology, and calling something that isn't a breach just makes people more confused. And this is the kind of thing where it would be really smart if people weren't confused. So they would know when somebody says this was a breach, that means one thing, and what happened here, which arguably isn't a good thing, but it's also arguably that Ari Melber and other MSNBC people could have covered this years ago. This isn't news. This isn't new. When you sign up for the API, and that's free, you don't have to pay any money to access the API, they do have to approve you, and they go through a pretty incredible vetting process to make sure of I don't know what, but it's actually really amazing how drawn out it is. But it's documented. It was public information. They had developer conferences where they explained these features. They had press conferences where they explained it to reporters because they were hyping all the stuff. They were excited about having a platform, and these were the features of the platform. If you look at the timeline, I think that they've responded to the problems in a fairly timely manner. People could have raised their objections a long time ago, and so that's one of the reasons why this all seems, I mean, two of the reasons. One is they're using really strong language for something, and in an inappropriate way, and this is not new. There are things that Facebook does and that are extremely problematic, and they're the kinds of things, and Google too, by the way, and they're the kinds of things that, I mean, the reason why they didn't cover it a few years ago is because it would have all seemed very abstract and, you know, highly technical, and their eyes glaze over. They go, well, this isn't really news, you know, but that's when it was news. Same thing with the things right now. As Mike could tell you that what Facebook does is strangling the open web, and it's just shrinking our choices down to nothing but Facebook. That it would be really good for all of us if we had choice. And there are definitely things Facebook could easily do to increase choice so they would have more competition. And with competition comes better service, more care about users. And what you're seeing here is the way tech companies respond when they have lock-in, when people can't switch. This is, I mean, 99% of the complaints people have about Facebook boil down to that one thing. When a tech company gets dominance, as they've achieved, and it's happened before, it's happened with Microsoft, it's happening right now with Apple, it happens with Google, IBM had it for quite a while, is what happens is when they reach this dominant place where they're no longer subject to competition, they just stop moving. They just stop adding features. They stop fixing bugs. All kinds of terrible things happen. If the general media had been watching in 2002, 2003, the story would have been Microsoft Windows melting down in public. That's why everybody switched, or so many people switched to the Macintosh, was because they were so apathetic about their platform at Microsoft that they just completely let it melt down, and they said, well, this isn't really our responsibility. The users could get antivirus software. Eventually, they came around to the belief that they needed to worry about this, but it was too late. And so the kind of pressure the press is putting on is really hard for a company like Facebook or Microsoft to respond to, especially because you have reporters like Ari Melber who just like take everything and completely misrepresent what's being said. How do you communicate in an environment like that? Where everything you do, I mean, there's an answer to every single thing he held up as a complaint about Facebook. And I am not a Facebook supporter. I don't like Facebook, but I don't think it's not making a good contribution to attack them for things that really aren't news, and try to help them respond in the right way, and that's not what's going on here. So Facebook could open up competition very, very, very easily. And there are some very simple things they could do right now is they could allow linking inside of posts that people write inside of Facebook. This is a key feature of the web that they don't carry through. And because of it, you can't link to things that are written on the open web from within Facebook. There are one link per post, basically. But that isn't the way it works on the web. And so it should be part of the language. And yeah, they actually have the software written. They have it on their own internal version of Facebook. It's in the product that they sell to corporate users. They could probably fix this problem in a few days, if that. My guess is they probably already know how to do it. Completely know how to do it. And there are a lot of people inside Facebook that would like to do it. So this is an area where if the press would be willing to take a look at it, you could do an awful lot of good right now. Make an issue about something that later on, it'll be too late. The open web will have been destroyed. There won't be anything to point to outside of Facebook. That includes an awful lot of journalism, by the way, and bloggers, and the history of the web. That's another thing that Google is doing. They're attacking. They're trying to redefine what the web is. And in what they're doing, it would be analogous to imagine a pharmaceutical company becomes dominant. So what they decide to do is they buy out all their competitors and they destroy all of their research. Every bit of it. All the history of how they arrived at their designs and, you know, where the patents came from and anything that might be used in a lawsuit. It's incredible for a knowledge-based society to willfully destroy huge amounts of its knowledge, and yet it isn't getting any press coverage at all. It's no attention. I don't know why. Probably because it has nothing to do with Russia. You know, that's the other big complaint is, I mean, I've heard it from a lot of people, is that reporters are only interested in if there's a Russian connection or if it feels like Watergate. I mean, that is 100% of what Ari Melber's show is. And it's a good example of how we're suffering for that. It's really malpractice on the part of journalism. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Thanks much for listening. Dave Weiner here. Bye-bye.